Once again, we present the story of modern marriage, John's other wife. The story of the married life of John and Elizabeth Perry. Here is one beauty rule no woman in her 30s can afford to ignore. Do not take the risks of a young girl with your skin. Instead, if you want to keep your skin fresh and smooth in the middle years ahead, I urge you to try a method of daily skin lubrication and care. The method thousands of women have used regularly for years with wonderful results. And that is with Edna Wallace Hopper's Facial Cream. A delicate, homogenized cream to be applied twice each day. And developed especially for skin lubrication by Dr. Bonaventura Pacini, the well-known cosmetician. You apply this homogenized cream to your face as you would a cold cream. Do not remove it immediately. Instead, allow its lubricating oils to remain at least 10 minutes. You can feel its refreshing, pleasant effect. You can see how smooth and soft your skin seems. So, to help your skin stay alluringly soft and radiant, try this method of daily scientific skin lubrication. Homogenized Edna Wallace Hopper's Facial Cream, the delicate face cream you use twice each day. All cosmetic counters have it at a price any woman can easily afford. Other wife, the story of the married life of John and Elizabeth Perry. Tonight is the night of Elizabeth's dinner party, which she's planned for her friends Hope Webster and Gerald Edmonds. Although she insists there's no ulterior motive, both Granny and John are apprehensive. For why should she invite young Leonard Willison into this group? Well, as the household waits for their guest's arrival, John is asking his wife these questions.
I don't understand you, dear.
What?
Instead of having just a nice little group of friends into dinner, you had to go and invite Leonard Willison. I'd like to know why.
Oh, you always make things so mysterious. Do the flowers look all right, John?
What? Oh, sure, sure. They look fine. Listen, Elizabeth, once and for all, what makes you think that we're qualified to arrange other people's lives?
Well, whatever do you mean?
It seems to me we've had enough trouble handling our own problems without taking on anything else. Now, suppose Leonard and Gerald got into an argument.
Oh, John, how silly. Why in the world should they get into an argument?
Now, don't try to behave so innocently. You know perfectly well that the only reason you invited Leonard Willison here is to make Gerald Edmonds jealous.
Oh, why, John.
Of course you did. Just as deliberately as anything. And you think that by making Gerald jealous, he'll rush right out with Hope Webster and pop the question.
Oh.
Well, don't you?
You're just being fantastic.
Elizabeth Perry, if you think you can fool me after all these years, you're very much mistaken. You'd rather work up a conspiracy than eat.
What?
Just because we haven't any serious problems hanging over our heads, you have to rush out and make up a few.
Darling, you're making an awful lot of fuss about nothing at all.
Mm.
Besides, just leave everything to me.
All right, I will. I guess there's nothing else I can do. But when you get yourself all tangled up and in deep water, don't come running to me for help.
I won't.
Well, remember that.
Of course. Do you think I ought to put Gerald next to Hope, or should I put Leonard beside her?
Holy smoke. Put Gerald there, of course.
Oh, I wonder. I'm not so sure. Leonard and Granny aren't any too congenial yet.
I shouldn't think so. The way that young pup acted when his Uncle Stanton left Granny 25% of his stock in the store. She darn well has a right to...
Oh, now that's all past history, John. Leonard's explained that he's sorry. I should think you'd accept his apology with good grace.
Oh, you do?
Well, if I can accept it, I should think you could. And I'm sure Granny has. I like him now.
Mm.
I think he's turned over a new leaf, and I think it's up to us to be pleasant about it.
And, that's your only reason for inviting him here?
Why, of course.
And the fact that he's gone starry-eyed over Hope Webster hasn't anything to do with it?
Certainly not.
I hesitate to think what's going to happen to you, Elizabeth. You know, when I was a little boy, they said that if I told a lie, I'd get a blister on my tongue. If that were true, think of the trouble you'd be in.
Oh, darling, you're so sweet. But you they do make such a lot of fuss.
Thanks.
Well, children, is there anything I can do?
No, thank you, Granny. The table's all ready, and I think we can just settle down and wait comfortably. Oh, I think I'll have a look in the kitchen.
I've just come from there, and Zula's getting along fine.
Oh.
Now, you don't have to worry about her one bit.
I can believe that. In fact, right now, Zula is the least of our problems.
What do you mean, John?
Oh, Elizabeth's in one of her conspiratorial campaigns.
What?
Oh, I can't say it again, Granny. Anyway, she's plotting and planning.
Surely.
Now stop it, both of you.
Well, she certainly is. And heaven only knows what we can expect.
Elizabeth Perry, I should think, after all everybody's been through, that you could just let things alone for a while.
What?
Now, what is it you're up to this time?
Oh, there's someone now.
Want me to go?
No, thanks, dear. I'm closer.
Hello, Hope, and
Leonard.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Perry.
Oh, what a surprise. Did you all meet in the elevator?
No, we all came in together.
Oh, you did? But yes, dear, we most decidedly did.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, hi, John.
Hello, Hope, dear.
Hello, Granny, darling.
Good evening, Mr. Edmund. Good evening, Mr. Willison.
Well,
we didn't expect you all here together.
Well, you see, I forgot whether Mrs. Perry told me to stop by and call for Hope or not, so I decided not to take any chances, and I drove by and brought her along. I didn't realize Mr. Edmonds was planning to pick her up.
Oh, it's quite all right. Glad to have had the lift.
Come with me, Hope, and take your things off in my room.
All right, dear.
Well, sit down, Gerald.
Thank you.
My, but you look lovely tonight, Hope. Oh, that's such a becoming color.
Now, just skip the compliments, Elizabeth, and tell me what you're up to.
Well, what in the world do you mean?
Why didn't you tell me that you'd invited Leonard Willison here tonight?
Didn't I tell you? Oh, I must have forgotten.
A likely story. Gerald's furious.
But why? I don't see why he should be angry. I just wanted another man to make an even number at dinner. And since Leonard's being so nice, I thought I'd ask him. Just a friendly gesture.
Oh, you're impossible. You should have been a lady spy or something.
Oh, now, I hope you're just trying to make a situation complicated. Shall we go out and join the others?
Yeah, we may as well and see what happens.
Yes, it's a very nice town.
Well, here we are. John, have you passed the appetizers?
I have.
Oh, please let me do something.
Oh, no, it's all right, Lennon.
Hope, you look perfectly ravishing, like a painting by a great artist.
Oh, for heavens sake.
Don't you think so, Mr. Edmonds?
I'm afraid I didn't hear you.
Can I get you a cigarette, Hope?
Hope, you look perfectly ravishing, like a painting by a great artist.
Oh, for heavens
sake. Don't you think so, Mr. Edmonds?
I'm afraid I didn't hear you.
Can I get you a cigarette, Hope?
Thanks. I have some here in my case.
Well, please let me light it.
Thanks.
Well, we haven't seen you in some time, Gerald. I hope you've been well.
Why, yes, thank you. Yes, I have.
Isn't she lovely, Elizabeth, sitting there with the light shining through her hair?
Yes, Mrs. Manners, I've been very well indeed, and I see that you're looking fit.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you.
You know, I don't think I've ever had as much interest in life as I've had these last few days, since John turned me over to Hope to learn the retail business.
Oh, John did that, huh? How nice.
Oh, now look here, that is to say...
You know, it's been simply swell. Of course, I've been thinking it very seriously. I've been trailing Hope around every step she takes.
Yes, so I've noticed.
And I don't intend to stop till I'm a qualified merchant. Hope, I'm going to pester you morning, noon, and night.
That should be lovely.
Oh, I think it's nice that you've taken an interest in the store, Leonard. After all, you have a large block of stock in the Willison store, and you ought to be there to protect it.
Oh, in other words, my management might not be competent.
Oh, John, you idiot.
Oh, it isn't that, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it very much.
How nice.
Almost like a big family. There's something human and vital.
You know, that's almost exactly what I was telling Hope yesterday afternoon at tea.
Oh, you were telling Hope.
Yes. Isn't that so, Hope?
Why, I guess so, Leonard. I've kind of forgotten.
Well, that's a very interesting point of view, Mr. Willison. I suppose you spend quite a lot of time developing it.
Oh, you bet, Mr. Edmonds. As much as I can. Hope is being so swell about it all. She doesn't seem to object a bit to taking me in hand and teaching me the rudiments of the store business.
No, I notice she doesn't seem to mind. Not a bit.
I think dinner's ready. Shall we go in?
Oh, by all means, let's.
Yes.
Oh, what a lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Gerald, will you sit next to Granny? There. Oh,
that'd be nice, Gerald.
And Leonard, if you'll sit next to Hope.
Elizabeth.
That's right. Oh,
for goodness sake.
Oh, my, but it's nice to see old friends again. John and I were saying that we must all get together often. Now that it looks as if we could be settled down and quiet for a little while. It's so nice not to have to have a worry in the world, isn't it?
And so Elizabeth's dinner party gets off to a fast start, with Gerald glowering at Leonard, and Leonard showing mock attention to Hope, with Granny and John trying to catch Elizabeth's eye to give her a menacing look, and Elizabeth merrily chatting on. The question is, what will the result of this mixture of interests be? How will it all turn out? Be sure to be listening tomorrow to the next episode of John's Other Wife. I have a message for every woman in her 30s, every woman who's coming to the so-called middle years of her life, and who wants to help her skin stay soft and alluring. To these women, I say, you cannot afford to take the risks of a young girl with your skin. And so, today there's a scientific method of skincare and lubrication that will help any woman keep her skin smooth and soft in these middle years. A method by which thousands of women have made these years the best, the most glamorous years of all. What you do is oil and lubricate your skin twice each day with Edna Wallace Hopper's facial cream. This is a delicate cream, especially homogenized for ideal skin lubrication by Dr. Bonaventura Pacini, the well-known cosmetician. Remember, a homogenized cream. You apply it twice each day, just as you would a cold cream. But, and this is important, do not remove it immediately. Instead, allow it to remain on your skin at least 10 minutes. See what a soothing, refreshing feeling its delicate oils have on your skin. Then, when you remove it, see how thrillingly soft and smooth your skin seems. You'll hardly believe your own eyes. So, consider these facts. And if you want to help your skin stay soft and radiant, by all means, try this method of daily skin lubrication at once. Ask for the cream homogenized by Dr. Bonaventura Pacini. Edna Wallace Hopper's facial cream, the delicate face cream you apply twice each day. All cosmetic counters have it, at a low price you can easily afford. John's Other Wife, the story of the married life of John and Elizabeth Perry, will be on the air again tomorrow at this same time. This is James Fleming, speaking for the makers of Edna Wallace Hopper's facial cream.
When you have a cold, remember that Hill's cold tablets contain medicinal ingredients that will ease the aches and pains and help reduce fever. Take Hill's cold tablets as directed on the package for quick, effective relief from the annoying symptoms of a cold. Get Hill's, H-I-L-L-S, at your druggist.